Halliday had faithfully recreated every detail of Black Tiger's 8-level dungeon. I got off to a rough start and lost a life before I even cleared the first boss. But then I began to acclimate to playing the game in 3 dimensions and from a first-person perspective. Eventually, I found my groove. I pressed onward, leaping from platform to platform, attacking in midair, dodging the relentless onslaught of blobs, skeletons, snakes, mummies, minotaurs, and, yes, ninjas. Each enemy I vanquished dropped a pile of Zenny coins that I could later use to purchase armor, weapons, and potions from one of the bearded wise men scattered throughout each level. These wise men apparently thought setting up a small shop in the middle of a monster-infested dungeon was a fine idea. There were no timeouts and no way for me to pause the game. Once you entered a gate, you couldn't just stop and log out. The system wouldn't allow it. Even if you removed your visor, you would remain logged in. The only way out of a gate was to go through it or die. I managed to clear all 8 levels of the game in just under 3 hours. The closest I came to death was during my battle with the final boss, the Black Dragon, who, of course, looked exactly like the beast depicted in the painting in Anorak's study. I'd used up all of my extra lives, and my vitality bar was almost at 0, but I managed to keep moving and stay clear of the dragon's fiery breath while I slowly knocked down his life meter with a steady barrage of throwing daggers. When I struck the final killing blow, the dragon crumbled into digital dust in front of me. I let out a long, exhausted sigh of relief. Then, with no transition whatsoever, I found myself back in the bowling alley game room, standing in front of the Black Tiger game. In front of me, on the game's monitor, my armored barbarian was striking a heroic pose. The following text appeared below him. "You have returned peace and prosperity to our nation. Thank you, Black Tiger. Congratulations on your strength and wisdom." Then something strange happened. Something that had never happened when I'd beaten the original game. One of the wise men from the dungeon appeared on the screen with a speech balloon that said, "Thank you. I am indebted to you. Please accept a giant robot as your reward." A long row of robot icons appeared below the wise man, stretching across the screen horizontally. By moving the joystick left or right, I found that I was able to scroll through a selection of over 100 different giant robots. When one of these robots was highlighted, a detailed list of its stats and weaponry appeared on the screen beside it. There were several robots I didn't recognize, but most were familiar. I spotted Gigantor, Transor Z, the Iron Giant, Jet Jaguar, the Sphinx-headed Giant Robo from Johnny Sacco and his flying robot, the entire Shogun Warriors toy line, and many of the mechs featured in both the Macross and Gundam anime series. 11 of these icons were grayed out and had a red X over them, and these robots could not be identified or selected. I knew they must be the ones taken by Sorrento and the other Sixers who had cleared this gate before me. It seemed possible that I was about to be awarded a real, working recreation of whichever robot I selected, so I studied my options carefully, searching for the one I thought would be the most powerful and well-armed. But I stopped cold when I saw Leopardon, the giant transforming robot used by Supaidaman, the incarnation of Spider-Man, who appeared on Japanese TV in the late 1970s. I'd discovered Supaidaman during the course of my research and had become somewhat obsessed with the show, so I didn't care if Leopardon was the most powerful robot available. I had to have him regardless. I highlighted that icon and tapped the fire button. A 12-inch tall replica of Leopardon appeared on top of the Black Tiger cabinet. I grabbed it and placed it in my inventory. There were no instructions, and the item description field was blank. I made a mental note to examine it later when I got back to my stronghold. Meanwhile, on the Black Tiger monitor, the end credits had begun to scroll over an image of the game's barbarian hero sitting on a throne with a slender princess at his side. I respectfully read each of the programmers' names. These were all Japanese, except for the very last credit, which read, Oasis Port by J.D. Halliday. When the credits ended, the monitor went dark for a moment. Then, a symbol slowly appeared in the center of the screen, a glowing red circle with a five-pointed star inside it. The points of the star extended just beyond the outer edge of the circle. A second later, an image of the crystal key appeared, spinning slowly in the center of the glowing red star. I felt a rush of adrenaline because I recognized the red star symbol, and I knew where it was meant to lead me. I snapped several screenshots just to be safe. A moment later, the monitor went dark, and the Black Tiger game cabinet melted and morphed into a door-shaped portal with glowing jade edges. The exit. I let out a triumphant cheer and jumped through it.